Are you ready? News Talk ZB.
Good evening. It's now 5:07. Well, Malcolm Turnbull and Jacinda Ardern have agreed to disagree today on efforts to ban nuclear weapons and whether Australia should deport Kiwi criminals. The two have held a bilateral in Sydney today, and our political editor Barry Soper is in Sydney. Barry, good evening to you and thank you. So they agree to disagree on some things, but this was what, a big charm offensive? How'd it go?
Oh, totally a charm offensive, Larry. Malcolm Turnbull is very good at laying it on with our Prime Ministers, as we saw with the pyjama diplomacy that was exercised with John Key when he was invited to Malcolm Turnbull's Sydney mansion to stay up at night. Then it continued, you'd have to say, last year when he met with Bill English in Queenstown. And last night he invited Jacinda Ardern and her partner Clark Gayford over to his mansion for a meal. And she was clearly blown away by it. They exchanged gifts. She gave them a pair of sneakers each. They gave Clark Gayford a book on fishing, as if he needed one, and gave the baby, the upcoming baby, a pair of booties, which is all very nice. Really, it was charmed by Turnbull, and then they had to sit down to these talks. Now, Jacinda Ardern talked very tough going into the talks and very tough coming out of the talks, but really achieved nothing at all. And that was on the deportation issue. And when I put it to Malcolm Turnbull that it's a question of morality, how can you send prisoners back to New Zealand who have no association with this place, had never set foot in New Zealand? Is that moral? He said yes, and tried to move on. And at that point, a jet boat came in Sydney Harbour behind them, and they all were chanting, "Turnbull, Turnbull, Turnbull." And he interrupted Jacinda Ardern and said, "Look, I think they're calling for you, Jacinda." And she turned around and waved. And of course, there was no such thing. But it was him, I think, trying to break the tension of what is an issue for New Zealand, that have to cope with these people that are considered unsafe in Australia, but let them be our problem and us feel unsafe in New Zealand because of it.
Right, and we've talked about this before. We're talking specifically about the morality of deporting people who have actually never been in New Zealand or lived in New Zealand. So what did Prime Minister Ardern say about this in her interview to you after the meeting?
Well, she said, look, I spoke tough before I went into the meeting, and I spoke exactly the same way when I was in at the meeting. And, you know, the Australians have made moves on this. You know, they've allowed the appeal process to take place in New Zealand and in Australia. Well, fact of the matter is, that was an initiative of the last government. It really hasn't moved on any. And as tough as she talked, she got no leeway out of the Australians at all. And I guess it just goes to show, Larry, that we are very much, and it's been mentioned on so many occasions, almost ad nauseum by Malcolm Turnbull, that we are family. And I did put to him, would you treat a family member like this, put them in harm's way? And he said, he offered me the job of an advocate. I think you should come here and advocate on behalf of your people, since you're so enthusiastic about it. But, you know, I mean, it's one thing, you know, to say that you're going to talk tough, but it's another thing to get something out of it. Well, Jacinda didn't get anything out of it. She spoke to a very large and powerful business audience here in Sydney this afternoon. About 1,000 people were there. They were the captains of industry, a large number of ministers, including 8 ministers and including Winston Peters here this afternoon. And again, she made mention of the lovely dinner that she'd been with at Malcolm Turnbull's house the night before. So she was clearly charmed by Turnbull, but as for New Zealand, not a lot of advancement was made on any front at all.
Okay, so nothing was advanced. Basically, it was just a greet and meet and talk about some issues, but nothing substantial came out of the trip?
No, not at all. It was, you know, issues that were outstanding going into the talks were still outstanding coming out of them.
Mm.
And, you know, I guess it's a a pro forma thing. They do it every year. They get together, they shake hands. In terms of trade, of course, we've got massive trade Australia. And it's important, I guess, to keep a very good relationship with them. But I don't think we should allow ourselves to be bullied. And to some degree, I think that's what the Australians do to New Zealand.
All right, that is Barry Soper, our political editor. It's coming up 5:13. Now, Simon Bridges, the National Party leader, is in...